It's the Villains Talk Show. With your numerous hosts, C4 and the elusive gentleman. Hello, everybody. Hello. It's been a few months. How is everyone out there in cyberspace? We did record an episode a couple weeks ago, but in usual Villains fashion, I have this whole new setup, in case you can now hear the lyrical butter of my voice a bit better. And I fucked it up. I fucked it hard. And didn't record anything I said. So it was just a giant one-sided recording that I had to throw out. But here we are. Hello. How's the elusive gentleman today?
I am well.
Like, are we thinking, like, well full of water? Or are we thinking, like...
I mean, I'm, what, 90% or 80% water, so I guess that's kind of close.
60, but close enough. Even less, because you're skinny.
Fair enough.
So, how have you been? How's life been?
I mean, ups and downs. Pretty good, though, overall. I just had to cook a strip show.
You cooked a strip show?
Yeah, I was the cook at the strip show.
That makes more sense. What were you stripping to?
I was stripping to shit.
That sounds like a lie.
I had to cook for some weird females.
You said that weird. Why did you say that so weird?
Because it was a weird experience.
Couldn't just say you had to cook for a bachelorette party or something.
It wasn't a bachelorette party. It was like legit, like some kind of Chippendales event thing. We were literally the venue they rented out. That's like the deal.
Because you're a strip club?
Nope.
Family restaurant?
So, we're three restaurants,
right? Please tell me one of them's a family restaurant.
No. No. The main floor is a bar. The upstairs is a sports bar. And the downstairs is like a hole in the wall.
I thought downstairs was below the deck.
Nope. No, we own all three. It's all the unicorn.
Oh, that sounds fun. Today was decently busy for me, I guess. Sunday. At the truck stop, most people are leaving at this point, so... It's not too bad. We've been doing this thing lately where, like, Greasy Boy and one of his friends, because it's usually dead on Sunday nights, will come into the kitchen at like 8 o'clock, and like old men that play poker by the boiler room, we play magic in the back.
That's hilarious. That's awesome.
It's really funny, actually. No, it makes me laugh, you know, playing cards in the back, so there's nothing fucking to do.
Yeah, no, that's fair. It was, like, legit that slow today, too. They got called in super early. It didn't need to. 100%. Supposed to start for, like, 4:35, right?
It's patio season. Of course you got called in early.
No, like, our patio's not even open. Our main floor wasn't open. Upstairs was closed, too. We only had the basement open for this event. Like, we're normally shut down on Sundays. And it didn't even start until 7:30.
Keep the male strippers in the basement.
So it was like 3 hours of like setting up a kitchen, and you know it doesn't take 3 hours.
It takes 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's
And
like
then maybe 20 minutes in any small prep items you might have to make, and then you're pretty much good to go.
what kills me, man, is like people who take an hour to close a kitchen after things are done. It takes me like maybe 15 minutes to clean an entire kitchen. And my
Yeah.
kitchen is like six times the size of anyone else's because I have a massive kitchen. And I don't get it. When I hear people are like, "Oh yeah, we closed at midnight, but I didn't get out till like 1:30," and I'm like, "'Cause you're lazy? Like the fuck, man? I'd be out in 15 minutes." I don't get that shit. I don't get it at all.
Nope.
Fuck, there was something else I was gonna say. Oh yeah. Yo, like back when I was in high school, there was a kid who turned 18. His name was Jared, good friend of mine, mulatto. And he worked as a male stripper in the city, man, and that boy made bank.
Oh, I bet.
We talked to him about it, right? And, you know, he did bachelorette parties and shit, but like where he made his real money, old Asian businessmen. He would,
Really?
yeah, he would say he would do parties where it was like a private party. He gets 10 grand just walking in the door, and then there'd be like six 80-year-old old businessmen, and he would fucking strip in front of them. They would never touch him, but he'd make like an extra 4 or 5 grand, and they would just stare. Fucking
Huh.
creepy. But at the same time, hey, man, you got the body. If I had the body to do that, fuck, I would. I'd be
You're
sick.
actually bugging my coworker because he's like he's a workout he's a bodybuilder, like a workout guy, right?
Oh, so he could,
You
but
should yeah, we were like, you should go down there, make some money, like
you need a big dick. You can be a bodybuilder, but you need a big dick if you're gonna strip.
Yeah, dude, we were told some stories. Apparently, some dude had it like wrapped around his leg.
Yeah, you need a big cock.
Like, that's just insane.
They're out there, man. Those the, like they're not just in the movies.
Well, like, clearly, because the guy in the movie has it too, right? He's real, so.
You imagine just
No, that's too much.
passing out every time you have a boner. Gotta get
Yeah, Ron Jeremy.
blood intrusions. That's actually fucking hilarious.
Yeah, dude.
No, but man, like, no, my buddy made bank though. I'm actually jealous. But at the same time, you get to gyrate your ass in front of a bunch of old Asian men.
I mean, if that's a thing for you.
Speaking of gyrating your ass in front of old men, today's topic, women's sports.
I
Don't think we could have asked for a better segue. No, in all seriousness, no. Me and the elusive gentleman have been having an ongoing debate for a long time. And I am very much an advocate for women's sports. I'm very much I see things and I throw it at him and say, "See, women's sports just needs a platform." And that's usually where I stick. 'Cause I watch a lot of sports personally, which why I speak on this topic is I watch a lot of sports. I watch everything. I grew up watching all sports with my father, and I even watched like synchronized swimming and downhill skiing and tennis, and it's like, it's gross. It's gross how much sports I watch. But the only real woman sport you would watch before like 5 or 6 years ago was usually golf or tennis. But now we got basketball, we got hockey, we got women's soccer, which I would argue has always been big in this country.
I thought it was bigger in the UK.
Women's soccer?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's bigger in the UK, but I'd argue it's always been big in Canada. Catherine St. Clair has been a household name in this country for at least a decade.
Yeah, I'm familiar.
See?
I'm familiar.
But yeah, no. Recently, there's obviously been the push with the Women's Hockey League and stuff. And yeah, I guess we'll just kind of take it from there. Why don't you tell us your opinions on women's sports, Mr. Gentleman?
I mean, I don't hate them. I just think they're organized and poorly.
Could you elaborate?
Their management sucks.
You know, but that's kind of
That's
unfair.
generally what all my arguments come down to, is their management sucks.
But that's kind of unfair because it's like there's actual. I was sitting on a tack. God, I'm a dumbass.
Okay.
I was like, why the fuck is pointing poking my ass? I'm a dumbass. Anyway, that sidebar aside. No, because there's male sports teams that are run like absolute ass too, man.
And they generally don't make money.
That's not true. Toronto Maple Leafs is a team that's run like ass and has been for 60 years, but they are the number one grossing NHL team.
Are you serious?
I'm not even joking, my friend. The team I cheer for, the Dallas Cowboys, have been run like ass for the last 30 years. They're still called America's team because they're the number one grossing sports team in the planet. And they're run like ass. I hear your point. Not true.
Fair, okay.
There are owners
That
out
just
there.
means people and never mind.
No, please continue. I want to hear it.
I'm sure you do. Oh, man. Why would you spend money on something that sucks? But then again, we have Oilers fans. Oh. I mean, they're actually somewhat getting good now, though, which is weird.
All right, sorry about that. So, what was the last thing you heard? Jeremy?
I don't even remember. I thought my internet was going out. So I started like fucking with shit.
Okay. Well, I'll just pretend like most of my audio was out for that. Well, because you mentioned that its owners, it's like bad management, but like I was basically owners don't have an incentive usually to have a good team. Especially, no, that's the wrong way to put it. Okay. What an owner of a sports team really wants, doesn't matter what team it is, the best case scenario for an owner is you buy your team, and your team has a player, bunch of players, not expensive rookie players, and they go as far as they can. Maybe they win the championship, doesn't matter. What you do is then those rookie players who are being paid rookie salaries, so it's cheap. The next 4 years, usually that's how long rookies usually go in sports. They're on their rookie deals, and you get maybe win a championship, maybe get really close. And then you've built a fan base. And then you tell yourself as an owner, what's the next step? Because some owners will spend money. And the problem with spending money is, yeah, you get extra money for the playoffs because you get more eyeballs, but it's a balancing act, right? Like if I'm spending, like, for example, in the NHL, cap is nine is like 85 million. The NFL, it's like 120 million. Baseball, there isn't a cap. So if you're going to spend money because you want to win a championship, let's just use something easy like NHL, 82 million or 84 million. If you're spending 84 million and you own the Toronto Maple Leafs and you're making about 500 million a year, that doesn't sound like a bad thing. Spend 84 million, get 500 million. But every playoff game, players get a bonus. They're supposed to get like half their salary. So if a team goes all the way to Stanley Cup final, that can cost an owner usually about half a salary's worth, like a half of your salary. So basically another 40 million. So that's 120 million. And that 500 million, it doesn't go down. You know what I mean? Or it doesn't go up. Like, they're still going to make that 500 million they would have made the year before or the year before that. But now they're spending more money just because they want a ring or a championship. And that's where you get the real problem in sports. Because you'll get people like baseball. My favorite baseball team's the Angels. Art Moreno is known for being a cheap motherfucker. He bought the team in 1999. He spent money for 3 years, won a World Series in 2002, and hasn't spent money at all. Has spent as close to league minimum as possible. But because the Angels is such a household name, he rakes in close to $1 billion every year. Barely spends it on the team. And then you look at the Dodgers, who are in the same city, and they're paying the luxury tax. I think their roster is like 100, I think they're paying like 155 million or 160 million a year for their roster right now. And like they're probably going to win a World Series, but you're the owner of the Dodgers, like you're not making nearly as much money as Art Moreno. And like do you and so that comes down to that. That's the real problem with sports. And that's what it translates that to women's sports too. 'Cause who's gonna really spend money when they can make more money? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I think women's sports has had the hardest time to speed up or to catch up, is the money wasn't there. You know what I mean? The revenue wasn't there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's more money in professional video gaming for like a while before, like there really was. There was more money in professional video games before they actually started putting money in women's sports.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to stay that way until they actually get some. Well, I mean, yeah. No, I stand by that. I think it'll take a while before they actually get real backers and real Because you can have all the employees you want to build a league. You can have all the players you want. And you can have all the trainers. You can have all the different teams. It doesn't mean nothing if you don't have an owner, because that's how everyone gets paid. That's when it goes from being an activity to being a sport.
Fair enough, I can agree on that.
The same time, though, it's also there's also some sports I think that should be mixed. Like tennis. I don't know why that isn't mixed.
Because it's still not fair. Remember, we were talking about that. A 60-year-old man beat Serena Williams.
Yeah, but now there's no such thing as
And
gender.
he wasn't even pro.
Yeah, but now there's no such thing as gender. So you could have Cheyenne Williams show up.
So actually, there's the defense against that is like if Mike Tyson turned into a woman, would you let him box?
Yes.
You only say that if you're dumb.
No, you
That
just no, you
whole
say that
sport
if you
would
want
completely change.
you say that because you want to watch Michelle Tyson beat the fuck out of some women. Or you say it because you want to watch fucking like oh, what's that fucking Fuck, they did a South Park episode of that. Where it's like Randy fucking the wrestling guy. Fuck, they did the strong woman competes in a she competes in an event, and then they have Randy Savage. Except her name is what is it? Like Britta Savage? It's so good. Fucking hilarious.
That's funny.
Think all sports should be mixed. I think it should just be just mixed for best. Because there are women
Completely
hockey
different
players.
games.
I don't know. There are women hockey players who can kick fucking ass. I
I
think
mean,
there's.
they've been proven though that the women are getting hurt because like the men just have more weight, higher body, bone density. Like when they hit hard.
I think it's also partly that the women don't nearly play, n haven't nearly played as much as the men. Because when you look at actual men's hockey, like you start skating at six and you are throwing your body into kids at 12 and you're doing it nonstop, day in, day out until you make the minors or the NHL. And
Yeah.
because there isn't that level of grind for women, I would argue that they're getting hurt because they're just it's not that grind. Like if there if the grind was there, it's a human body, right? I wouldn't put it past the human body to adapt, woman or not. I think if you put them through the actual grind that there is for males in NFL or hockey, especially those two. Because there are women NFL players and there are women hockey players. It's just it's obviously harder, but I think it comes down to just training, really. Because I would never say, is there a woman like, dude, there's women UFC fighters,
Yeah, for sure.
and like they're like. like,
And they're hardcore.
oh, dude, they're tough as fucking nails. I wouldn't fuck with any of them unless I want to
Oh
get
no, fuck
my
that.
dick ripped off or something. Holy fuck.
Yeah. No, dude, that would be what would be the most emasculating part of that would be getting a right hook from a woman half your size and being laid the fuck out in one.
That would not be emasculating. If she was in UFC, I'd be like, yeah, no, that should
Have
happen.
you seen those girls when they're in their street clothes? You wouldn't know that they were in UFC.
Oh.
You would just see this tiny little girl, you make the wrong comment, and then blam, you wake up in the fucking hospital with a concussion.
And a
Right.
broken jaw.
Did anyone get the license plate of that truck? Like
That'd be fucking. No, I would never fuck with those women. They're fucking scary. Holy. At the same time, like loads. Okay. So I had two friends that I LARP with. Good friends of mine. They're older, but they have pictures of them in the 90s when they met. And he. They were both bodybuilders. And like Brooke, like the wife's name, sweetest lady you've ever met. Like you look at her today, because they don't bodybuild anymore, built like a fucking bus. And like we're playing LARP, right? So we swing with foam swords. And it hurts when she hits you with a foam sword. And then I saw pictures of when they were in their 90s. And like I see pictures of Mike, and Mike's ripped. Like he's ripped. And then I saw pictures of Brooke. And I was like, holy fuck, Brooke. Like Mike was literally half the size of her. Fucking, I've never seen fucking like. Whatever this muscle is, fucking nuts. Like she was fucking, and like knowing her like as well as I do, she's like the sweetest woman. Actually, both of them. They're both of them are like the sweetest couple ever. I love them to death.
That's funny.
But
Yeah,
holy
it's because she knows she'd destroy you.
fuck, she'd destroy anyone, bro. Dude, I'm pretty sure she could fold me in half with one hand.
I've noticed some of the nicest people are usually massive because they know they can defend themselves. Like, I'm not gonna have a problem.
Just like, yeah, no, I know I'm a big boy. You can fuck off.
Right?
Yeah, that makes sense though. You know, although I remember being a fat kid, everyone tries to pick a fight with you. It's really annoying.
Only when you're young, and then they realize when you can throw your weight around that like that counts.
Dude, not even. You know how many kids I beat the fuck out of? And then like the same kid whose like teeth I kicked in like a week ago is like back at making fun of me and asking for more. And I'm like, is there something like is am I stupid? Am I missing something?
That's funny.
Like, do you not remember what happened last time? No, you don't? Oh, interesting. The only thing these kids ever had on me, because I was a fat kid, is they just run away. But that was the problem. They could run. But if I caught them, not a good time.
Yeah, game over.
Yeah, I may be fat and you guys can outrun me, but I know, keep running.
Yeah, it's gonna end the way you thought it was.
Exactly. Momentum's a real bitch.
Yeah.
Or like, oh, this is memory just shot in my head. Or like, because I was fat, I think one time a kid who was like a couple of grades older than me tried to fucking hip check me into a locker, but I was fat, so I just got low and he fell over and I fucking pushed it and I fucking just he just like hockey flipped over me. And I remember just looking at him and just going, ha! And I kept walking.
That's funny.
I can, man. But I loved and hated being a kid. I was the worst kind of kid. I had tons of energy and I was intelligent. And I had no care for anyone. So I was like, the worst, just the worst. If I it, like I was so bad as a kid. I'm scared about having kids because the last thing I want is to raise me or to have to deal with me.
Have a little you.
Oh, dude, I'd be pissed because I would not know what to do. Because I would not know what to do. I would be at a loss. Because I was a terror. Oh, man. And I don't like the idea of hitting your kids, but man, I should have been slapped a ton as a kid. Like, is that a fair thing to say, right? Like, I'm not for child abuse, but like my parents should have hit me way more. Way more. Way more. This shit I would get away with. Anyway, we have deviated off topic as usual.
As usual.
Well, if you joined us live, you were here for about 6 minutes of technical difficulties. If you're joining us on air, nothing happened and you don't know what we're talking about, and I'm just going to keep talking 'cause nothing happened. But that being said, I hope you guys like the new audio equipment. Now that it works, hopefully it will work again when we do this again next week. But we'll find out, I guess. And I'm sorry you all have nothing better to do, but I'm glad you spent it with us here. As always, I'm C4 with the elusive gentleman. You have anything else to say?
No, I think today was a good one.
It was. We both had technical difficulties.
Yeah.
Makes me feel alive. I mean, that's a way to put
Get your problem-solving brain out.
it. Regardless, thank you all for joining us. I hope you have a fantastic evening. And yeah. See ya.